Well, prove it to me. Who can prove it to me that they actually learned something yesterday? What do you got there? What did you learn yesterday, my friend?
Loads of stuff.
Not good enough. Not good enough. One thing you learned yesterday, folks. Here we go. Branding. Build a brand. You got that from Alan Forrest Smith's talk. Very good. Why is that important? Gives people the need to buy. I think you might have listened, my friend. A CD on us. Well done. Good for you. I think you guys are crazy for CDs over here. Okay. I'm going to make you work for this. Can we get a mic runner down here, please? One very happy mic runner. Get you in just a second. Was yesterday one of the most amazing days you've ever had? I walked away from yesterday. I thought the information was absolutely killer. Absolutely mind-blowing. Get a microphone down the front here, please. Hey, I'll do it myself. Sorry. What did you learn yesterday, Jeff?
How to create a product from nothing. Put it on the web and make a fortune.
And whose wonderful talk was that in?
The bald-headed guy, I think.
Was he slightly nerdy? Okay. Okay, folks. Head up. Here we go. We've got one over here, please. What did you learn yesterday, my friend? Just one thing.
Blog, 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 blog.
Yeah, that was David Kavanagh's, hey? Powerful stuff. And how quick can it be?
Pretty quick.
Brilliant. Yeah, I think that's worth
seeing. As fast as a Leeds Rhinos winger.
He's throwing in some rugby league tips. Can you catch? No, I'll be up for... But your cricket team doesn't. I know that. I've started it now. I've held off for 2.5 days about the cricket. Okay, one more CD to give away, folks. What else did you learn? One more thing. How about we take... Yeah, you've already got the microphone. Go for it.
Hi. What I learned from Stephen Pearce is that results are just a representation of what's happening inside. Mm. And that unless your identity is aligned with being wealthy, nothing else really matters.
That's right, because the problem doesn't go away. Yeah, good one. Good one. Come down and get my friend. Okay, David, you've got a mic. I've got another CD. Let's see if you can earn it.
I don't want to make you the centre of attention, Brett, but when I asked the question, did you have a back-end product to that e-book you had? And we went on the next half hour about that. I just blew my mind away. I took in everything. It was wonderful.
You're talking about taking the $30 product to the $3,000 product?
That was the back end I was looking for.
Woohoo!
We took it all the way.
See, that's two from my talk. Of course you're going to get a CD. Perfect. Okay, folks, Kurt Christensen, known as the whiz kid of the internet, but that was a few years ago. But we're still calling him it because he's still got a young face. And I just saw what he had for breakfast and he's still a kid. I'm not even... You should see what he had for breakfast. I tell you, this guy is amazing. Every time Kurt talks, I listen. And I even told you yesterday, he gave me, he maybe put testimonials in my webpage that increased my sales amazingly. Just simple stuff. But, he's so tuned in. You are really going to enjoy this talk, folks. He's talking about maybe one website that makes $80,000 in a year. He's going to show you how it works, how to do it. Might that be okay?
Yeah.
Perfect. Okay. Please welcome Kurt Christensen.
All right. Well, let's go ahead and get started. We have about a 3-hour talk to give in about 15 minutes. So do I have your permission to talk fast?
Yeah.
Faster than I normally talk?
Yeah.
No, I don't really normally talk that fast. But I'm very appreciative for the chance to be here this morning. I love the UK. I've been here a few times now, and it never ceases to amaze me the people that I meet when I come to these London seminars. Fantastic events, always have a fantastic time. So to start out today, Brett mentioned this website, right? Made $80,775 in less than a year. But what if we told you that website made that amount of money with A, no product, B, zero customer support, and C, zero ongoing work? Does that make it a little bit more interesting? As in, we set up this website almost 1 year ago, which took us a grand total of 4 hours. And in the 12 months that have followed, it has done $80,775. Now, is this just me making this up? Graham, can you agree with me? Did that website take more than 4 hours? If it took 4 hours, I was doing it slow, right? Okay. Graham knows exactly what I'm talking about. He attended our event in Zurich. Robert Barrett at the back, one of the top direct mailers in the UK, he attended our event in Zurich as well. And we're going to be talking about this process. Now, there's two ways to do this process, and there's no surprises here. I'm going to give you exactly the 18 steps in the process. Now, it's going to be on the slides, and we're going to be talking fast, like I said. And so I'm going to email this to Tom, and there's already a download page set up for the seminar, right? Okay. So you'll have this entire slide. So if it's on the slide, really don't bother about writing it down. But if it's something I say that's not on the slide, you might want to go ahead and write it down. So during the course of this, I'm willing to have either Graham or Robert or I don't see him. Mark, Paul Thornton's partner. Okay, there's Mark. Mark wasn't there, but his partner, Paul Thornton, attended. So Mark's also building sites as well. So if I say anything in this talk that is not exactly congruent with what their experience is, they have my permission to raise their hand and say, well, you said it took 2 hours, and when I did it, it took me 2.5. You see what I'm saying? I want to make sure that we're telling them exactly how it happens using this process. Now, it's not a perfect process. You have to deal with myself, and you have to deal with James Brausch, okay? And you're going to find out more about that as we go along. Graham and these guys are laughing because they know exactly what I'm talking about. But so let's talk about this. This is the story of how my partner and I pieced together the holy grail of internet marketing and since then truly lived the internet lifestyle. If I say the holy grail of internet marketing, what would that lead you to believe? One, it's dang good. Two, it's been hard to find. So let's talk about that. First, before we get into that, just to kind of set the scenario for exactly what we're talking about in terms of scope, this is one website that I built, right? Obviously, that earned $80,000. I'll show you proof for that. But even before that, what about something that somebody else has done? Because obviously, I'm here up on stage, and you guys have a natural tendency to think I'm smarter than if I'm not on stage, right? That's absolutely wrong. I'm one of the slowest people in this room. I did graduate from high school, so I have that over Stephen. But I am a college dropout, and let's see, I was fired from five or six sales jobs, you name it. I've been about as down and out as you can as a college dropout. So we're going to talk about this process, not only the things that I've done with it, but that other people have done as well. So, and as we go through this, we're going to also share some marketing examples. I'm going to share with you some of my failures as well as successes. Because along this road that I've been involved in internet marketing, I've had some pretty spectacular successes. One of the funniest things that I like to talk about that here in the UK, you will appreciate this, and our good friend, who's the biggest Beatles fan you've ever seen? Mike Stewart? Well, every time I see Mike Stewart, I have to remind him of one thing. I said, you may be a huge Beatles fan, but I always say, do you know anybody who's ever lived in George Harrison's original house in Hollywood? That's where I lived for 4 months when I did some consulting down in Beverly Hills. So we'll talk about that later. It was a success and also a failure at the same time. A lot of things online you're going to find out, like Stephen talked about yesterday, unless you're willing to overcome those obstacles, it's not going to matter. Every time you set a worthy goal, there's going to be substantial obstacles. So some of the stories I'm going to tell today are not just about the success, but also about the obstacle that I had to overcome. So the first one, what our most successful student to date is a guy by the name of David Fry. And can I have somebody, is anybody has a mic in the back? Okay, can you just go ahead and read this so people can hear it? It's in English, it's all right.
Using Kurt and James' system, I am averaging around $40,000 a month in AdSense revenue. I'm willing to personally verify my claims. The system paid for itself the first month I used it, and has paid for itself many times over since then. This is the last and only post I'll make about this topic, as I am very cautious about revealing my business. I am a somewhat well-known internet marketeer, but would prefer to keep this part of my business quiet. Curran James has personally created a wealth system that I've benefited from that has exceeded my wildest expectations. That is not hype. I'd be more than happy to email anyone my AdSense results without the CTRs and show you my last month's results. Thanks for listening, David Fry.
Okay. So anybody ever heard of David Fry? He's a somewhat relatively famous marketer in the States. Okay, well, here's the success and failure. The success, obviously, is that he's a client of mine and doing tremendously well. And we're going to share those same 18 steps with you here today. You can replicate the system. The failure is I wanted to get an audio testimonial from him, so I called him yesterday and left what I thought was a very detailed message. I said, David, this is Kurt. You know I'm in the UK. Please call this number and leave me a detailed message, you know, considering your results with the system. Bye. And I gave him the time in British time and also looked it up and translated it into Central Time in Texas, in the States where he lives. Left him this message. And here's the message I got back. Has anybody ever heard of Skype? S-K-Y-P-E? Okay. Well, Skype has a new program that you may not be familiar with. It just came out, Skype In. I have a phone number in the United States that rings. Anybody can call from a landline. And it rings on my phone here. And it has a voicemail as well. So here is, hopefully I can find it, voicemail account active. It's called Skype In Beta, and there's also Skype Voicemail Beta. So let's see, where is my... You know, it should show me the voicemails. No new voicemails. Where's the... Okay, here it is.
Nine o'clock, Saturday night. Hey, Kurt, David Fry. It's 9 o'clock, Saturday night, Houston time. No problem on the audio testimonial. I guess you were expecting me to leave my name on the audio testimonial for all to see, so I guess that's okay. Also, did you need it for your presentation over there in the UK? In other words, you need me to do it right away, like tonight.
Okay, to me, that's a perfect example of the way that an internet business typically, what typically happens. We have these fantastic ideas, we have these fantastic things that happen, and along the way, it seems we only remember the successes. But just last night, I had this glaring example. When he called back and left that voicemail message that I got this morning, while it was too late for him to leave me the audio testimonial, I just bust out laughing because that is how internet business works. No matter what you do, you're going to have some obstacles, so you better be ready to overcome them. So instead of his audio testimonial, I give you, this is what he posted on an online discussion board a couple weeks back. But so let's get in and talk more about this. So here's the AdSense income from that one particular site, just to show you this isn't something made up. So what's that number? Anybody read it for me? $80,775.49. Okay. That's from one site. So the question is, how many sites would you like to build? Anybody want to build just one site?
No.
Now, obviously the disclaimer is, that is our home run site. You know, if we could build every single site that made $80,000 in a year, you wouldn't have to build too many sites, now would you? The average site that we built using this method averages about $200 a month. So about $2,400 a year instead of $80,000. That's the average. But here's the thing. Do you know what site's going to be average and what site's going to be home run when you start out designing the site? No. You have to keep designing. So that's just for one site built using this method. How many sites would you like to build? I actually have three AdSense accounts between myself and my partners. Here's the totals for last month. So that's the last complete month, which is April, right? Account one, can somebody read that number?
16,510.
The second one, not quite as good. And the third one? You add that together, if I did my math correctly, it's $58,476. Did I have to ship any products?
No.
Did I have to take customer support phone calls or emails?
No.
There you go. That's what this system is all about. So, to prove to you that this is real, I'm just going to log into one of these accounts, because if we sat here and logged into all of them, it'd get pretty boring. But let's log into Is everybody familiar with what the term AdSense is? When I say AdSense, does everybody know what I mean? Okay, AdSense is a program run by Google, obviously. And just to show you real quickly for people who aren't familiar, if I go to Google, the search engine, and type in printing, the free results are right here on the left-hand side of the page. These people are not paying a dime. And actually, one of my sites is right here. You see that? That's the number 21, 22, 23, 24, 25. That's one of my sites built using this method, BF Printing. There's 138 potential matches for the keyword printing, 138 million. I'm number 21, 22, 23, 24, 25, built using this method. Okay, so but on the right-hand side of the page, what do we have? What are these called? Those are called Google AdWords. Well, Google AdWords has been out for a while. You pay per click, right? And so we've talked a little bit about Google AdWords during the course of the seminar. But a couple years ago, Google figured it out. They thought, you know, wait a minute. We have literally millions of people that advertise on our AdWords system. What if we could send them more traffic? We'd make more money. So they developed a program called AdSense. What is AdSense? AdSense is just the flip side. On AdWords, these people are buying traffic. On AdSense, you're selling traffic. So if I go to this my site, BF Printing, this block right here, that's AdSense. Now, by the way, folks, this is the actual site that made $80,000 in the last 12 months. This is the exact site, bfprinting.com. Please don't share that with anyone. Please don't email that or post it on free discussion boards or anything like that. But that's the actual site. So that's, you know, it's a live example of what we're talking about. Okay, so let's go to the AdSense account just to show you real quickly. See me logging in, Webmaster Scientific Marketing. Okay, so I've been here since Thursday, right? So let's just show the last 7 days. This is on just one account, of course. Okay, so today in the States is basically still, well, it's Sunday now, but Google doesn't update in real time, so it's still showing the results from showing Saturday, yesterday, $289, Friday, $439, Thursday, $440, Wednesday, $381. When did I leave my house in the western United States to fly here to the seminar? Wednesday morning. So since Wednesday morning on just this one account, I mean, it's actually probably double this on the other accounts combined, but just to make it simple, 381, 440, 439, and 289. How much of that money did I have to work for? By work, I mean put in physical labor on a computer. The only work I've done is I've logged in just like this to check the AdSense account. And I really don't think that counts as work. I mean, when you call up your bank to ask for your bank balance, I mean, that may be work. Some of us do consider that work. One of my best friends, Terry Dean, he always used to say, well, the most amount of work I do in a month is I have to take all those affiliate checks and sign the back and go down to the bank and deposit them. Because, you know, because he was getting a lot of checks for $20 there, $200 there, $150 there. And so he just let them pile up on his desk. One time he sent me a picture from Internet Marketing, a stack of checks. He hadn't cashed his checks in like a month. There was a stack literally this thick of checks on his desk. That's work once you get to the certain point. Okay. So that's just one account. We could, you know, log into all three accounts. But you guys get the idea. Do you get the idea that this is real? Will there be anything else I need to show you to prove to you that this is real? Would you like me to show you the actual 18 steps that we go through to do this? Okay. So I logged into the accounts. So before we get there, let's talk a little bit about this dream. If you don't have a dream, there's no reason to do this. After I go through these steps, I'll tell you my dream, and I'll tell you how close I am to living my dream. I'm not 100% there, but you know I'm on the path. Trust me. You want to quit your full-time job? I did that about the last full-time job I had was featured in this book, The Nudist on the Late Shift. I'm in this book, page 8. This is a book that was on the New York Times business bestseller list. I'd never heard of this guy, Poe Bronson. All I knew is he wrote stories about Silicon Valley. And so one day I picked up this book and started reading it. And I got to page 8, And I thought I was in a dream or something. I thought, well, there's something wrong. I must have eaten something funny that's, you know, caused, must have eaten the wrong kind of mushrooms or something, if you know what I'm saying. But, and I don't do that, so that's pretty rare. I mean, this is pretty weird. Because they were talking about me in this book on page 8. Because back in 1998, my first successful venture online, we created a piece of software that allowed you to create an online store. Has anybody ever heard of Yahoo Store? Okay, Yahoo Store. That used to be a company called ViaWeb, out of Massachusetts. That was our direct competitor. And May 1st, 1998, you can look it up on the internet, just type in iCentral, that's the name of our company. We sold our company, iCentral, for $11 million. That story is talked about in this book. And they specifically talk about the VP of sales of iCentral. Well, what a coincidence. Who was the VP of sales for iCentral? Everything else is totally fictionalized. I mean, they say my name's David Foster and I moved down to Silicon Valley, but it's based on my job title with this company. So we're going to be giving away these books. It's a fantastic read. Even if it wasn't about me, I'd still recommend it. And I'm only one character out of about 20 or something in that. But the story they write about in this book is the last job that I had, and that was in 1998. Buy a new home. We just bought a new home in Eastern Washington. Buy a new car. We bought a car. Do they have Toyota Sequoias over here? It's a full-size SUV. We bought one on eBay at Christmas time, the day before Christmas. Had it shipped from Tampa Bay, Florida, all the way across the nation. I'm not sure if you guys are good at geography or not, but that's a long way. And it's still, we save $4,500 over buying it locally. Shower your wife with gifts. I tried to do that. Take a cruise. I really don't like cruises. That's my partner who wrote that part. Travel the world. In the last 8 months, just to tell you another little story that ties in with what I like to do, I've always liked doing things for free. Not business stuff, but things related to religion and spirituality, because I strongly believe in that. In fact, between the time I was 19 and 21, I lived in Costa Rica in Central America as a missionary for my church. And I made this is 10 years ago. This is not like 50 years ago, like Ted. No, just kidding. I'm not that old. This is 10 years ago. I lived in San Jose, Costa Rica, basically in the slums of San Jose. And we didn't get paid. They just gave us a stipend for living expenses. The living expense that we got was $90 a month. That was 10 years ago. Now, 10 years later, I can look back and think, you know, those are some of the happiest times I've had in my entire life. So when we talk about money, we're not necessarily saying that money equates with happiness. So don't get that confused. And Stephen talked about that yesterday. Spend more time with your kids. I spend all the time in the world with my kids. Have the freedom to work when you want and freedom to do what you want. Work on a home improvement. James wrote that. I hate home improvement. Throw away your throw away your alarm clock. Wear Hawaiian shirts and shorts every day. My partner, James Brouch, wears Hawaiian shirts every day. And they're not the expensive kind. Anyway, okay. So here's my dream. My dream has always been to work 30 hours a week and do a lot of service for my church and for my religion. As of right now, one of the things I do every Monday through Friday at 6:15, I teach a religion class to teenagers at my church. From 6:15 to 7:05, Monday through Friday. It's been one of the most rewarding things I've ever done in my life. And do you know how much they pay me? Zero. So when people talk about money brings happiness, it kind of does in a roundabout way, because if I didn't have money, I wouldn't be able to teach this class. You see what I'm saying? Because I wouldn't have the time. So is this kind of internet business an answer? It definitely has been for us. Okay, so here's the 18 steps. You don't have to write these down necessarily. It's going to be in the PowerPoint presentation. And we're just going to go through them rather quickly and show you exactly how it relates to the kind of sites that we build. There's two ways to do this process. You can totally do it manually by hand or piece together some other pieces of software. That's how James, my partner, built his first, I think, 5 to 10 sites. After that, he started building his own software to do this. And that's what we have to this point. We have a system to build these sites. But you can absolutely positively do it on your own, and that's the purpose of these, is to give you the information you need to do to build it on your own if you choose to. So the first step, you got to discover your passions. What are your hobbies? What do you like to do when you're with friends? What kind of vacations do you like to take? Do you travel? All these add up to telling you what you're going to build your sites on. As of right now, I have over 500 sites on topics ranging from wakeboarding. Everybody know what wakeboarding is? Wakeboarding is kind of like water skiing, except it's like you're on a skateboard. So it's been new in the States for about the past 5 years. I have a wakeboarding site. I have a site on lanyards. Anybody know what lanyards are? You know those things around your neck that have the name badges on them? That's a lanyard. You know how much we make off a site about lanyards? About $10 a day. Would you be interested in knowing more about lanyards?
Yep.
You now know everything I know about lanyards. There you go. And also in the step one, there's a lot of things, and I'm just going to share with you actually what we consult and teach people. And Stephen Parrish is going through the program right now, so he knows exactly what I'm talking about. In step one, we talk a lot about your mindset. We feel one of the biggest detriments to your mindset is a simple, in the U.S., it's a two-letter abbreviation called TV, also known as telly. Why is that? How much of the programming on television is a positive, uplifting, family-oriented format? Not much. You have to search for it, right? And on television, when you have a situational comedy or sitcom, how often are the families happy and glad to be around each other? You know, they do things like, oh, well, you know, my kid's failing in school. Oh, that's funny. You know, my wife's yelling at me. Oh, that's funny. You know, I don't have any money. That's funny. We believe that television is one of the biggest negative influences that you can have in your life. You wouldn't allow someone to come into your house and speak the things that they say on TV. Why would you turn on an electronic device that does exactly the same thing? Now, I'm not saying I never watch TV, right? Okay. In step one of our program, it says you must throw away your television. Well, I have a plasma screen, so I just told my partner, well, it's a plasma monitor, it's not a television. But in all honesty, I watch exactly 1 hour of television a week. And I would bet if I cut out that hour, I would make even more money. We found a direct correlation between the amount of time that you don't spend watching TV and the amount of money you make. Because you know what? The more TV you watch, the more TV you want to watch, and the more you don't work on your internet business. Because if you're starting out and you still have a job, how much free time do you really have? All you have is your evenings. If you spend 2 hours a night watching TV, what are you going to do? Stay up till 3 a.m.? Cut that out. Cut that stuff out. One of the other things we talk about is a commitment to your faith. Today's Sunday. You know, I should be in church right now over at Hyde Park. I've been there before here in London. I'm LDS, so I go to the LDS church over there when I'm in London. I don't care what faith you are. Commit to it. It's all about being in rebellion or not in rebellion. When you're in rebellion, you're arguing, you're not doing what you know you should do deep down. That's as simple as I'm going to put it. This obviously isn't a religious seminar or anything like that. That's as simple as you can put it. Commit to your faith. Do the things that you should do for your family. And there's a couple other things that involve changing your mindset. So that's all covered in step one. Step two, express it in one word. Why do we do, when we talk about, a lot of times we talk about these niche sites, right? Well, we actually kind of believe the opposite. We do a lot of what people would term niches, but we also do, is printing really a niche? How many searches were there for, how many potential sites were there for printing? 133 million. That's a pretty big niche. We like to go after topics like that. For that printing site, it was number two in Yahoo for printing for months and months and months. It dropped out, so what did we do? Well, we built another site, and now it's number four in Yahoo under the same phrase, printing. Right now, I just showed you it's number 25 on Google for printing. You know, not fantastic, but good enough to make $80,000 in a year. Okay, so express it in one word. I like to hunt deer in Nevada. One word, hunting. I like to knit quilts with childhood scenes. Quilting. I like to watch NASCAR races. Anybody like to watch NASCAR races? Oh, I guess we're not in the South, sorry, of the U.S. where's Ted? He'd raise his hand. I like to play in B-level chess tournaments, one word chess, short stories and articles, writing. I like to raise my children, dating, bears, astronomy. This kind of flies against what a lot of people teach when it comes to niches, that you have to have a two- or three-word phrase to capture any traffic. We believe that our search engine algorithm is so good that you can capture traffic on big keywords. So why not use it? That's why we do things like printing, music, dating. Dating is, that's in another echelon. You know, that's kind of like gambling or insurance. But we do all those as well. Okay, 5-minute market research. Here's the easiest way that we've calculated how to do it, how to know if a niche is big enough. A, look up the number of searches for each word on Overture. Look up the number 10 for each word on Overture. Multiply A times B. Also, take a look at air guns. Type in air guns and do the same thing. Why would we say that? Because our first site was on air guns, and that's kind of our benchmark. So if you do that, you're going to find the number 10 search on Overture. It's going to be about 16 cents for air guns at any time. And there's going to be about 40,000 searches a month. So the index number for air guns is going to be about 4,000. So any potential keyword or niche that you go after needs to be higher than 4,000. Does that make sense to everybody? Everybody following me? Mm-hmm. Can I get a yes or no?
Yes.
Is it too early in the morning? Should we just stop? Should we just go to break right now? Okay. Here's how you choose a domain name. This is a simplified version. Your keyword must be in the domain name. Should be a .com extension, except for if you're targeting MSN, that should be .org. Domain should be short. Most of the sites that I'm going to show you are going to be a couple characters, the keyword, .com. Or the keyword, a couple characters, .com. Does that make sense to everyone? What was the printing site that I showed you? BFprinting.com. Should not contain any numbers or dashes. Those are all negative ranking factors. Numbers or dashes. Check out deleted domains. That's a deleted domains registrar. Everybody know what a deleted domain is? Deleted domain is a domain that somebody else has already registered at one time that's gone back into the potential pool that you can register. Register a variety of registrars. Okay, choose your web host. Here's two that we recommend for this type of business. Global Net Promotions and Reseller Edge. Here's our caveat. All web hosts will eventually need to be replaced. Why is that? Web hosting is an extremely competitive business. Service ebbs and flows. Sometimes you got a service that's fantastic. Otherwise, you get service. Other times, you get service that sucks. Don't be too concerned about that. You can switch your hosting just like that. Don't ever host all your sites on the same web host. Why would you not want to do that? If it goes down, what happens to your income? Down the toilet, right? Create your first website. Get something up there as soon as possible. We believe in doing something as opposed to doing nothing and sitting on your hands. Here's an example. We've given you the live site, BF Printing. Here's another one. What do you guess that the keyword is for this? This one doesn't quite match. Home business is the keyword. This is one of James' earlier sites, and we'll actually show you the site as well. Researching keywords, how do you choose the sub-keywords besides, you know, the main keyword of printing or home business? We use the following resources to get a list of at least 100 keywords. WordTracker.com. Is everybody familiar with WordTracker? It's a subscription. You can get either a day subscription, a week, a month, or a year. Overture and FindWet. Okay, have we talked anything relating to selling a product or copywriting or anything like that at all? It's because none of that really matters in this system. Now, those are other things that we add on after the fact, but the real basis of the system is you get free traffic from the search engines and you turn it into money. Is that an interesting topic?
Oh, yes.
Okay. So here's that at-home business portal site. You know, so it has a couple links at the top. Home business newsletter archives. We'll be talking about the newsletter archives here in a minute. Home business links. That's the current page we're on right here. Advertise on the site. We'll talk about that later as well. Add URL. There's another advertise here. And down here at the left, those are all the sub-keywords. Assembly, work at home business idea. Where did we get all those? From WordTracker and Overture and FindWhat, right? You don't have to do, I mean, it's really brain dead simple to come up with the keywords. You don't have to think of keywords related to home business. One of the main reasons that this system works is the sites, once they're set up, how much maintenance do you want to do on the sites? Zero. You want it to just run itself. And so we have an add URL page. We allow other people to post their site related to our topic on our directory. So you place on the add URL page on every page of your site. You make it say add URL, not submit site, not add link or anything else. We've done thousands of impressions tests, probably in upwards of 50,000 impressions, and add URL outpulls everything else. At the top of your add URL page, use your major keyword. Encourage your visitors to link to your site before requesting a link. Be sure to have a form. You don't want to get all these by email, all these requests. You want a systematic system. That's what this is all about. Exchange links. This is done automatically with our software, but you can do it manually as well. Or you can use a piece of software called Zeus. This is one of the original programs that we used back in early 2000, 2001 to do this. You can hire somebody on Elance. Or in our Freedom Site software package that we're going to talk about, $10,000 for a license plus some of the training on how to use it. It does it automatically. But Commission Junction is one of the ways that we monetize these sites. Commission Junction is kind of falling out of favor in favor of things like AdSense. But Commission Junction has a system called EPC. EPC simply means earnings per click. That basically allows you to sort and prioritize which sites are actually going to send you traffic that converts into sales. How valuable would that be? They're about one of the only systems that I know that allows you to do that. They tell you how good the affiliate program is. And we try to earn about 30% of our income from this method. We don't want to rely on any one income source. I could tell you, just do AdSense. But what's the problem with that? Well, you got one person writing you a check. If you were in any other business, if you were an accountant and you only had one client, how risky would that be? Well, the client may be paying you a lot of money, but I'd be looking for some more clients to diversify that, to decrease the variance, the potential for catastrophe. AdSense, one of the most profitable programs around for the right target markets. We try to earn about 30% of our income from that. Those stats I showed you, the 80,000, that's all from AdSense, just from AdSense. So, like I said, we created our first 10 sites using this method totally by hand. It wasn't until we had created some sites by hand that we even came up with the idea to build software. Direct traffic. Remember on the site where it had a button that said advertise here? That's what we're talking about with this. You can sell your own traffic. What's the advantage of that? Why would you want to sell your own traffic instead of just using AdSense? When you use AdSense, what are the benefits, first off? Anybody? No cost, it's a free program to join. No customer support, right? No product to ship. You just get one check from Google. What are the negatives to the Google AdSense program? I mean, that's like the most ironic statement you're ever going to hear. What are the negatives to the Google AdSense program? The negatives are, do you have a customer? No, Google is your customer. So when you sell direct traffic, you control the customer. Anytime you want to sell more traffic, you can send out a blast to your customer list and sell more traffic. So that we try to earn about 30% of our income from that method. How do we sell the traffic? On a flat pay-per-click basis. 20 cents a click adds up pretty fast in most markets. And that's all, you just integrate that into the site. It's very, very simple, either to do it manually or with software. Here's another thing that works like crazy. We've done this quite a bit now. As we sell established sites, here's the type of classified ad that you can run. We've actually run this classified in my local town. Web business for sale generates, X dollars passive return per month. And then that's the price. Call for details. That's it. People call the phone. We say, okay, here's the site. Here's the topic. Here's how it makes money. We explain the Google AdSense program to them, how it works. We only use this method when we want to generate a large chunk of cash for something. We believe in residual perpetual income. But every once in a while, don't you need a chunk of cash to do something? I used a large chunk of this sort of cash to pay off that Toyota Sequoia that we bought. James used it. He bought some. Anybody ever heard of Park City, Utah? Anybody ever heard of the Winter Olympics 2002? That's Park City, Utah. Okay. James bought some property in Park City, Utah after he sold some of these sites using this method. So how profitable can that be? Here's the check, James Brausch. Here's the amount. Anybody care to shout that out? $150,000. That was only two sites that he sold. They're each averaging $7,500 a month in income. No, that was combined. In AdSense, they were doing $7,500 bucks a month. He turned that into $150,000 cash in one day payday. How long did it take him to sell the sites? It took him 48 hours to sell those two sites. He sold the site to me using the same method, and I bought it in less than 24 hours. People want residual income. People want to get a check in the mail every month. That's why it's so powerful. Obviously, we don't sell off a lot of sites because it would kind of defeat the purpose. But sometimes when you want to, in October or November of every year, wouldn't it be nice just to sell off one of your sites to pay for Christmas? I mean, granted, you can pay for it out of the cash flow, but it's kind of like free money when you're just selling a site that only took you 4 hours to build. The two sites that he sold took him 8 hours to build. The site that he sold me, James sold me one of the sites, the BF printing site that we talked about. That's how we initially got involved. He sold me that site. It was originally doing about $4,500 a day. $4,500 a day. It was doing $4,500 a month in Google AdSense, which would everybody say that's pretty respectable? At that exact same time, I had just been researching how to increase Google AdSense income. And so I was actually on my way to another seminar, and we had already agreed for the purchase that I would pay him $20,000 for this site that was doing $4,500 a month. Was that a good deal? How many of you would buy a site that does $4,500 a month for $20,000? Okay, good deal, right? So I instantly locked up the deal and said, okay, I'm going to buy it from you. I PayPal'd him $5,000, and I was going to give him the rest. He even agreed to take payments, $5,000 down, $5,000 a month for 3 months. So then we met in person. Now, how much was he making from the site? 45. Now, I'm not saying that people in internet marketing are the brightest people in the world. But this whole negotiation thing, that leads me to another story. You know, when Ted talks about, think and grow rich, one of the most powerful parts of the whole book is the chapter on specialized knowledge. Why? Because I've used specialized knowledge time and time again. This story that I'm going to finish about James Brouse selling him this site, I'll tell you about specialized knowledge. But another side story, back when I worked in Beverly Hills, I worked for the largest real estate residential builders in Beverly Hills. And they called me on the phone and said, hey, we want you to come down and talk about possibly doing consulting for us. They'd bought all my products, and I just called them back and said, I really don't like doing consulting, but I will come down and talk to you guys. And so I'm going to book a flight, and I'll fly down. That time I lived in Utah. I'll fly down from Utah down to L.A. And he says, no, just hold on. Wait a second. I got to get Chris on the phone. I'm thinking, who the heck is Chris? So they get this guy, Chris, on the phone. And they go, hey, Chris, can you go pick up Kurt in Provo, Utah on Monday? I'm like, okay, are they sending a van or what's the deal here? Are we going to make a road trip? And he goes, no, Chris is our pilot. We have a Gulfstream 3 Learjet. We're just going to fly up and get you. And those same guys, right before I went and met those guys, I'd gone through a course on negotiation. Has anybody ever gone through a course on negotiation? If you have not, for the remainder of you that did not raise your hand, go through a course on negotiation. Actually, there's a British guy that has one, Roger Dawson. That's the one I went through, Secrets of Power Negotiating. I think you can buy it from Nightingale Kona for like 79 bucks. So you tell me if this is a good investment or not. I paid 79 bucks for a course. The next week, I used a strategy he talked about in the course, and here's what happened. I sat down with these guys after I'd been with them for a day, and they wanted me to move down and do consulting for them. And they said, well, we'll pay you X amount of dollars, plus, you can live in George Harrison's house, which we own, for free the whole time that you're here. And so without batting an eye, I remembered that I just listened to that Roger Dawson course. I remember what he told me to do. And all I said is, well, that's too bad because it would cost about three times what you're offering. But if you're willing to pay me three times what you originally offered, plus all the other stuff, I might be interested. At that, the guy opened his desk, pulled out his book of checks, and wrote me a check for $30,000 for the first month of part-time consulting. I consulted with him for 10 hours a week, and they paid me $30,000 a month. Plus, we lived in George Harrison's house, which they rented out before we lived there for $7,500 a month. Plus, they never actually really used any of my stuff and never really called me, but they were very happy with the results they got from not doing anything. So, back to this story about James Brouch. Another story of specialized knowledge is I just read a course on how to triple your Google AdSense click-through rate. Would that be an interesting topic? It was all of like 7 pages. That's it, 7 pages. It was like $97. I read through it and I thought, man, this is good stuff. So I just bought the site from James Brouch. This is my first foray into AdSense. It's not like I'm some AdSense expert back then. This is a year ago. And so I took the knowledge that I had learned in that course and I applied it to the site that I just bought. The site went from making $4,500 a month. Does anybody want to guess? What was the name of the course? Triple Your AdSense. Well, I applied it to a site that was doing $4,500 a month. So what do you think happened to the... Well, it actually more than tripled. It went from $4,500 to $18,000 a month. On one site. That's the site that we talked about, the BF Printing, that's done over $80,000 in that 12 months. Okay. So, your first newsletter. These aren't the sort of newsletters that you have to come up with topics for and write. We get people to submit articles to our site, and then everybody else who comes to our site is asked to opt into our newsletter. The only purpose of that is so we can send them an email to get them to come back to the site. What do we send them as a newsletter? Well, we send them the articles that we get in to the site. I know that doesn't make a lot of sense right now. We'll show you on the site. We also archive. We allow people to submit articles on that topic to our site. It adds content to your site. What do the search engines like? Fresh, original content. Do they like content that you steal from them? No. Most of the site software out there that get high rankings in the search engine, what they're actually doing is stealing or scraping data from the search engines. We don't believe in that. We don't believe that works long term. This is not a short term product. This is something that's worked. James has been doing this since 2001, which in the internet is like 100 million years. That's like the Jurassic time period, you know, 2001. Gives people a reason to bookmark your site, gives people an idea of what they received if they signed up. At the end of each article, you're going to have a courtesy notice, and we also solicit articles. We get people to post articles on our site. There is a chance down here, there's a chance that some search engines will eventually ban any site that is just a resource directory. And article archives adds real content. There's a lot of search engine generators or pages, things that generate stuff for the rank highly in the search engines, but they're scraping or taking data from other places. We feel that eventually maybe those are going to be banned, and we're actually already seeing that. Solicit articles. When I mean solicit articles, I mean ask other people to give you articles. Put a form on your site for article submission. Eventually you won't have to write your own articles. People will send them to you. We'll show you that on my printing site. I have about, 20 articles from other people about printing that have been added to my site. Submit articles to newsletters. This is what we pay. I have articles ghostwritten on Elance. I pay $250 for 50 articles. Actually, that's not correct. I pay whatever $4 an article is, that's what I pay. That's $5 an article. So I get 60 articles for $250. I have a lady that I use on Elance. I'll put her contact information right in there. She's in India. Every time I need 100 articles, I give her 100 topics. She generates 300 to 600 word original content articles for me for $4 an article. Is anybody interested in things like that? I'll put her contact details in here. I mean, it's just an Elance person I've dealt with. I mean, it's not like I can't even remember her name off the top of my head. I'll have to look it up and put it in here. You can use Phantom Writer, submit your article, eZine Trends, and eZine Editors List to get started with your submission list. Selling traffic, that's what we talked about, direct traffic sales. As it currently is we sell traffic for 20 cents per visitor, or homepage traffic we sell for 40 cents a visitor. Let me show you the difference. You guys all still awake? Sorry, is this a different topic that have you ever heard anything like this? Okay. I love internet marketing. But even more than internet marketing, I love a system. I love something that says, step one, do this. Do not pass go until you do this. Step two, do this. Step three, do this. That's the stuff I love. If there's anything that to me is the greatest thing ever, it's something that you can predictably plug into that works every time. I'll share some other stories on systems with you as well, of things that you can instantly apply. But let's see, what were we looking for? We are going to look... Oh, the different advertising. Okay. So let's go to Google. And let me just show you a couple sites real quick. Would anybody say motivational speaker? Is that a competitive phrase? That's two words, I know. Sometimes we do two-word phrases. We don't tell anybody, but we do. Because, see, that wouldn't be part of the system if we, you know. Anyway. The thing you're going to have to understand about my partner, James Brausch, and Graham will tell you this, right? And Stephen will tell you this. And Robert will tell you this. He is a piece of work. He is very, very... Anybody ever been in the military? Okay. You know the guy at boot camp? The drill sergeant at boot camp that everybody, all the other drill sergeants were scared of? That's James Brausch. So, I'm just telling you up front. Okay, so you type in motivational speaker into Google. The number one site is themotivationalspeaker.com. The number two listing is themotivationalspeaker.com/motivationalspeakers. Well, guess what? That's the same site, right? Well, that's our site. What about modeling agency? Is that a competitive phrase? We don't have number one. We have number two, modeling agency. I already showed you printing, right? We have, for my site, I'm number 25 on printing. What about, here's another one, solar power. Here in the UK it shows as number, what's that, seven? Seven, eight, nine? 10, 9, 8, 7. I can count, kind of. Solar power. It shows up number 7 in the UK, number 1 in the US. I don't know why. That's a homepage ad. If you click on enter here, that's our advertiser. So we sell those clicks for 40 cents a click. Or if you go into the solar power directory, we sell these clicks in here, like if they're listed right in here, we sell them for 20 cents a click. Does that make sense to everyone? How effective are these? Is this traffic? Well, has anybody ever heard of Jonathan Mizell? Okay, he's a U.S. marketer that some of you are familiar with. He recently did a test and tested this kind of traffic versus AdWords and also Overture. And I can't remember the exact numbers. If you just type in Jonathan Mizell Target Blaster, I'm sure it'll come up. But he found that our traffic converted, I think it was 3 times as well as AdWords and about 10 times as well as Overture. So the people who buy this traffic, we have an 80% rebill rate. As in, somebody signs up to buy the traffic, most of them continue. It's residual. Now, yes, you do have to answer emails, right? It's not quite AdSense, but you control the customer. If you want to sell more traffic, if you want to, you know, blast out, you know, make an extra 10,000, 20,000, 30,000, you can go back to your customers and say, hey, I'll give you a special deal and, you know, on this traffic. I'll sell you, you know, marketing traffic for the next 50 years or whatever. Okay. And we're all the way to step 18. The 18 steps are right in there. Repeat until you can quit your job. It works. This is James talking. He's how he quit his job. Cruised the Caribbean, bought a house, skied the Swiss Alps, married his 21-year-old sweetheart, threw away my alarm clock. By the way, James is 38. Many of these steps are steps are residual. The exponential. I always just like throwing that out. keep the dream alive and keep going. You'll see monthly checks going from 100, 200, 400, 800, 1600, 3200, 6400. You'll be quitting your job in no time. Don't get discouraged by the early low income levels for the amount of work. Because if there's one thing that we can talk about at this seminar, is the word repeat. If you don't have something where you can say repeat at the end, well, you're starting all over every time. You want to do something that you can leverage your time. That's why copywriting is such a fantastic leverage, right? Once you learn copywriting, how many letters can you write, right? That's why, you know, learning how to use Google AdWords is so leverageable. Once you learn how to do it, how many sites can you do it for? That's why something like this is so leverageable. Once you learn how the process for creating one site, how many sites can you create? Like Graham, how many sites do you have so far? 202? And would you say you're going fast or slow or medium in the whole process?
I'm doing most of it now.
And what would you say, what have been your results so far?
I haven't actually put, because we don't want to penalize the sites early, I haven't put any monetization on any of them.
But I've got a subject on wildlife, which is not exactly a high subject. But I mean, it got 29,200 hits the first month I put it up. So that's going to get AdSense on it pretty shortly.
So what's your expectation? Where do you see by the end of the year with the sites that you currently have now or in process? What's your goal?
Knowing what I can do, I mean, I'm building like six a day every day. So I don't know, 10,000, 20,000.
Okay. So
minimum.
You know, we've done all these calculations based on that it takes 4 hours to create a site by hand. It would probably take at least, a couple days, probably a week to create a site.
Yeah.
But with the software, how long does it take? I mean, it's taking you now. You do six a day? Do you work 6 hours a day, 12 hours a day?
The longest part is the research, which I completely outsource now. Pay somebody £5 an hour, and they do two in an hour. And it's just putting it together, which is half an hour job.
Okay. So you personally spend about half an hour per site?
Yeah.
Okay. So the prediction, the calculations I used at 4 hours per site, I mean, that's just what you use for the calculations. Once you get good at it, I guarantee you Graham is better at this than me, because I just outsource from the very beginning. So sometimes my employees ask me questions, and I go, man, that's a very good question. So then I have to go in the other room and call James or, hey, my employees are asking me how to do this. Can you help me out? Same sort of thing. Okay, so here's some actual average sites and results. The site I showed you in the beginning, here's your standard disclaimer. That's not an average site. Graham has not built a site that's done $80,000 in a year, right? But we never know which is going to be those sites. Here's some average ones. This is one I talked about the call and did the numbers for. Structured settlement. Anybody know what a structured settlement is? I think what it is. I'm not quite sure. I think it's like when there's a huge lawsuit and the attorneys come in and divide up the money. Like, they say, AT&T or British Telecom owes these guys $1 million. The attorneys come in and say, well, they pay them $50,000 a year for 20 years or whatever. I think that's what a structured settlement is. You notice I don't really know too much about structured settlement, but how much do I make off of it? $5.45 a click. It only made $148 last month. Okay, not bad. What about hairstyles? My favorite topic personally. 6 cents a click, but made $975 last month. Gardening, pretty generic topic. 20 cents a click, $394. Flooring. You know what flooring is, right? Flooring, stuff you put on the floor. This is actually two sites that we built on the same topic. 39 cents a click, $27.90 last month. Blinkies. Anybody know what Blinkies are? I think what they are. From my vast research on the topic of Blinkies, which I typed it in and went to the first three sites just to make sure it wasn't something, some out there thing that I didn't know what it was. They're like buttons that you put on. They're like LED buttons. Like at Christmas time, you'd have one that's like a Santa Claus hat that flaps. Yeah, that blink, right? Blinkies. Okay. I don't know. Obviously, I've gotten past where I do sites about my passions and things like that, right? Did you catch that? I mean, there's only so many sites you can build on. Wakeboarding, basketball. That's about it. If you know what I'm saying. So Blinkies, 15 cents a click, $437 last month. I mean, those are just kind of random ones that I pulled out of the hat. I would say, on average, it would be fair to say, well, you're not quite at the monetization stage yet. I don't think Robert is either. But Mark, would you say $200 a month per site is reasonable expectation?
That's certainly what I'm aware of.
Right. So you guys have one that's doing $75 a day. So what's that, like $2,000 a month?
Not one of our sites, because, again, like Graham, we're in the monetization. We don't want to penalise that at the moment.
Sure.
And other parts of the system obviously prevent us from doing that. But I was aware that somebody using this method was, I think it was about $75 a day. It peaked and then dropped to $50 a day. I think I can't remember what the site was. But
right.
Certainly somebody using the network was doing that.
Oh, okay, good. As long as nobody beats my site. No, I'm just kidding. I very much encourage somebody to. That would be awesome. Okay, so who's already said and joined us and is doing this program with us? Paul Culligan here at the UK last year. Frank Guerin, everybody know who Frank Guerin is? Sean Roach, he's used to work with Corey Rudel. Brian Keith Boyle, have you ever heard of him? one of the most famous copywriters in the world. Carl Galletti, ever heard of him? Yeah. One of the most famous copywriters, obviously not in the UK. Just kidding. Jeff Paul, Jim Fleck, that's a long story. Stephen Pierce, he's going through the program now, do you have any sites up, Stephen? Are you still going through the process? Okay, good stuff. We're not going to put you on the spot, that's good. Okay, so here's the end result for what I want to have happen. We're going to give you this whole spreadsheet with examples. Hopefully you took notes about the BF printing site that we talked about and the at-home business portal site are in there. Here's my plea for everyone. I absolutely positively want everyone to get into the AdSense business. Whether you do it by, you know, joining with our program or buying something else, I want everyone to do it. Even if you have to do it by hand, even if you have to, you know, it takes you 2 weeks to build your first site, it is worth it. It's going to pay off in the long run. Now, maybe you build the first site. One of our first clients, he built one site, right? And he monetized it. He was making money with AdSense. And he came back to us and he said, well, Kurt, I put the AdSense on the site and I'm only making $6 a day. I'm like, okay, let's see, $6 a day times 30, that's $180 a month. And you told me that you wanted to make $10,000 in a month, right? He goes, yeah, that's my goal. I want to make $10,000 a month. I don't see how $6 a day is getting me there. I said, okay, let's see. Let's divide $10,000 by 180. You know what that number is? 60. I said, well, okay, that means you've got one site down, you need to build 59 more. Get back to work. Click. I mean, that's as blunt as I can be, really. What? Yeah, James, it would have taken about 3 seconds. He goes, how many sites you got? Okay, bye. Okay. So that's the whole process. I want everyone in this room to build sites and make money with AdSense. In whatever way you choose to do it, I just want you to do it. Because I know the blessings that it's brought to my family, the vast AdSense income. This AdSense income that I'm showing you is just one of the streams of income. Last month between me and my partners, we did $50,000. You know, I know $50,000 isn't a lot to most people, okay? But you can live in most parts of the world, maybe not in London, but in most parts of the world, you can live on $50,000 a month and be quite happy. So that's what this is all about. So let me give you a couple options. The first option, you can build these sites by yourself. Just follow the methodology and go through the example sites that I already showed you. You can do that absolutely free, obviously. The second way that you can do it is to join with us. We're offering the software to 100 people worldwide. We've sold, 83 licenses so far. We have 83 active licenses. That means we have 17 more to sell. We were originally going to do this seminar in the U.S., but as it happens, one of our best and most active groups of people is here in the U.K. As a matter of fact, they have a users group meeting that's June 4th up in Daventry. That's like, you know, I mean, they're just basically sharing the cost of the room. I think they're paying like £65 for a whole day. James is coming over for free. Once you buy the system, you know, at our center, there's nothing else to buy. It is the system. It is everything you need. You know, you have to buy a few software things and stuff like that, but that's to be expected. So you get a totally unconditional guarantee for the full 30 days from today or the day that we get you set up. If you're not absolutely blown away by the potential of this massive opportunity, you'll get your $10,000 back within 24 to 48 hours. In 30 days, you could build as many as 40 sites if you average 4 hours per site and worked on this 40 hours a week to really put this method to test. Now, granted, I use 4 hours to build a site. Graham does it, you know, we'll be generous and say it takes him an hour. Okay? Part two of the guarantee, and this is really where we want you to know that we're serious about this, that we've never seen anything like this. Responsibility is simple. It's still in the same period of time. We have an unconditional guarantee regardless for the 30 days. You don't like it, you don't like James, which could happen. you don't like me, not as likely. But your responsibility is simple. Build 10 sites according to our method in the first 30 days, which should take you about 4 hours of work per site, about 40 hours of work. And after the first 30 days, you're not thrilled at the passive income streams that are coming in. You can exercise this part of the guarantee and get your full tuition back plus $1,000. But we get the sites. So what I'm saying is, we're serious about this. This actually works. This is, We get tremendous results. I showed you that our best student so far has done $50,000 in a month. That was the David Fry we talked about. James is doing over, say, between $40,000 and $50,000 a month. I am as well. We want everyone to join us to do that. At the seminar, we actually paid in both. We did one seminar in Salt Lake City and one seminar in Zurich so far, Zurich, Switzerland, which was attended mostly by Brits and maybe 20% Americans. At the end of the 2 days, this is after, you know, we sold nothing. I mean, we gave everybody the system. There's nothing else to buy. But the end of the 2 days, we gave another bonus. We said, look, the first person to build 50 sites, we're going to give, was it $2,000 or $1,000? It was $2,000. We gave one of our attendees $2,000 for doing what we'd already told them to do. Because why? Because we wanted them to do it. Once you build 50 sites, you're going to be a believer. So I think that was pretty unique. We had people come to our event, and then we said, okay, now the first person who does this, builds 50 sites, we'll just PayPal you $2,000. The first guy that did it, I think it took him about 45 days, 30 to 45 days, something like that. For the Salt Lake event, it took about the same, 30 to 45 days to build 50 sites. I don't know why it took that long, but it did. That's part two of the guarantee. So it's going to be here in London, September 23rd and 24th. The hotel is going to be at the Heathrow Marriott, which is here somewhere by Heathrow. I'm assuming it's down the road somewhere. I've seen it as I've driven by sometime. Not this time in London, but I've seen it before. Like I said, we had 100 total active licenses worldwide is all we're going to allow. We have 17 of those left. The price of the event and a license of the software is $10,000, includes unlimited coaching for the system, plus all the proprietary software. We also have three employees that all they do is answer questions about the system on the discussion board. One of them lives here in the UK, Ken Johnston. One of them lives, Seth lives in Arizona, and Jason lives in Sacramento. And that's their only goal, that's all they do for us, is they answer questions on the discussion board related to the system. I can't get this to work, what do I need to do? I can't get this to work, what do I need to do? Now obviously, they don't work for us for free. So that, you know, it costs us quite a bit of cash. After 6 months, you agree to help support the software development because we're continually updating and adding things to the software and ongoing research for $200 a month. That's actually optional. You don't need to do that if you don't want to. But so far, everyone that is successful in the system, we try to make this a no-brainer price, you know, that anybody would pay. The real key is to build 50 sites. Does anybody remember how much I said the average site makes? Just across the board average? About $200 a month. Why would I tell you to build 50 sites? Let's do the math. 200 times 50, that's $10,000 a month. How much are you paying for the event? $10,000. Would you be happy if you paid me amount of money that turned into your monthly income? I would certainly hope so. I mean, that's pretty good value. Okay, so here's the options. $10,000, which is about 5,500 pounds up front, or, and we haven't done this before, pay us $1,000 today, three monthly payments of $3,150 or 1,700 pounds for a total of $10,450. We're going to charge you a little bit extra. If we stretch out the payments, we're going to charge you $450 for the finance fee, essentially, for handing all the paperwork. But that's about as simple as it gets. If you're interested in this, if you've been intrigued by this topic, I don't even ask you to make a decision today. All I want is a definite maybe. And I don't think we can be much fairer than that. All you need is a maybe. Do we have, Kate, do we have the order forms in the back? Can you bring 17 of those up here? So a definite maybe is all we need. Because what's going to happen in the 30 days is you're going to go through the system and decide for yourself. If it's not everything that I said it was, if it wasn't what Graham said it was, Mark and Robert and Stephen, just cancel. There's no obligation. It's an unconditional guarantee. Now, I'm going to tell you the reasons that you're going to cancel. Right? Here I'm going to tell you. James Brausch is going to tell you to do something, and you're not going to want to do it. So you should cancel. Because we have a system here. The whole purpose of a system is you don't say, well, what about I heard on a discussion board somewhere that if you put this like this, that you'd make more money on your website. No. Follow our system. We're not saying it's the world's perfect system, but dang it, a system is where you put in input on one side and you get out a finished product on the other side. It's like building a Model T, right? Henry Ford. He put in raw parts and got out a finished car on the other side. Did that mean every single car was perfect every time? No. But did they ever stop the production line? No. They kept building sites and fixing them, building cars and fixing them and tweaking things with their system. So that's what this is all about. So those 17 of you who want a definite maybe, not even, I don't even want a yes. I want you to go through this. I want you to go through it. You'll get the whole training online by the discussion board. You can make your decision based on that. The live training will be September 23rd and 24th here in London. Here's the advantage that you guys have. By the time the live training comes around, you're going to already have 50 sites. If you already have 50 sites, don't you think the level of your questions is going to be just a little bit higher level than if you started from scratch? So this isn't a get-rich-quick scheme, anything like that. It's hard work. But it's something that we've already done. It's something that we do every day, time and time again. So we've got 17 order forms. Do you have those, Kate? Okay, right here. So those of you who are interested in giving me a definite maybe and putting $1,000 down and trying it out for the next 30 days, you've got to have the time in the next 30 days or it's going to do you no good, for the 30 days to try it out and see if it's something for you. I don't think it's going to be for everybody. I would definitely say that it's not for beginners. I can safely say that. I would say it's for medium to advanced marketers. I'll be here at the back of the room. I'll be here at the front of the room, like it says. I can show you as much proof as you want. I can show you as many sites as you want. Between James and I, I'm guessing, because I don't know, about 1,000 sites at least. We'll also have you sign a non-disclosure agreement. What's a non-disclosure agreement mean? It's confidential. Even if you join the program and cancel, that's fine. There's no problem. You just can't reveal the method to anyone else. You can't reveal how the software works or actually even that we have software. That makes it even better. Okay. We'll get you set up on Monday or Tuesday. James is still back home in the States. So once we get the order forms filled out, all that will happen is we'll fax them to James. You'll fill out a non-disclosure and fax it to him. He'll set up your username and password for the site. You can start downloading a little bit of software, start asking questions on the discussion board, and start building sites, literally, by the end of this week. Then, in September, when the actual live event rolls around, you'll have everything ready. You already have sites up and going. James and I will both fly here to London and answer your more advanced questions live in person. And by then, dang it, have 50 sites. Why? Because we want you to make money. So the total price of the event is $10,000. That's what everybody's paid. We're selling 100 of them worldwide. This is the only first and only time that we will offer the $1,000 down, broken into and then three payments after that. So if you think it's a definite maybe, as soon as I'm done here in a second, come up and get an order form, fill it out, and we'll be talking this week to get you all set up and test drive it. That's all we're asking for is a test drive. And with that, I'd like to thank you very much for inviting me here to the seminar. And with that, we're going to take a few-minute break. I have the order forms up here. And we're going to go, are we going to lunch after this? And then we'll